Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Hannah Stanley's on WGN Radio. Hey, Hannah, it's John. How are you?
I'm so good, and I'm thrilled to get to talk with you. That song so much reminds me of What Do the Simple Folk Do from Camelot. It's like a new version of it.
What a nice reference. Absolutely true. They're kind of curious about it, and they sort of want to experience it, but the people on that end say, be careful what you ask for.
It's not as glorious as one would think, trust me.
Charming. Hannah, what's your connection to the royal family? How is it that you're so good on this stuff?
It is a bizarre fascination, much like they're wondering what the simple folk do. I'm wondering what the royal family does, and it's so much easier now to be good at knowing what they're doing. It really is just there's a mythology to it, and the history behind it is so fascinating to me.
So, what did Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announce? What are they going to do?
Well, they created a royal mass now, didn't they? What they did, they of course wed May 19th of 2018 to tremendous fanfare, and she was welcomed into the British royal family, the Windsors, with it seemed very welcoming, even though she was American, even though she was a divorcee. And since then, she's been met with a lot of scrutiny, as all of the royal family has been, from the tabloids, and then more recently from the public. They were turning on her just a little bit. They felt that she was causing a rift between the brothers, of course, William, who is to be king at some point, and then Harry. And now it seems like Harry might have in fact gone along with this, and they have essentially gone rogue, Sarah Palin like, if you will, and decided to step away from quote unquote senior royal duties while still serving Her Majesty the Queen, who happens to be his grandmother.
What's the nature of the rift between the brothers? I mean, how was she a problem for them?
Well, I believe my belief through my readings and really trying to see through much of the smoke screen from the tabloids who are trying to sell papers is that they wanted different things in life. They had split the offices. The brothers always had a shared office, and they had split the offices, which didn't seem to royal watchers, that didn't seem like a big deal. You know, they're growing up. William is to be king. Harry is never going to be. And so it made sense that they would spend their time and efforts doing different things for the world. They're all four of them, William and Catherine, his wife, and then Harry and now Meghan, his wife, have a lot of environmental issue or, you know, interests and really trying to do good things philanthropically. So that made sense. But then there were things where they weren't together for holidays. They weren't all these things that had normally been the way it was.
Yeah.
Got a little wonky.
I understand that, but it seems to me like the travels that Meghan and Harry have done seem to be appropriate and good-willed. I wouldn't fault, like, whatever the problem is with the family at the holidays or the roles that they're playing. It seemed to me like, independent of all that, Meghan and Harry were good people and doing good things.
Absolutely. And truth be told, we've all had a holiday where one of the kids gets a cold and you don't want to spread it to everybody else, or somebody has a migraine and you just don't go over. None of that would have been ever disclosed to the public. They would have just said they're not spending the holidays together. That's fine. So none of that raised either of my eyebrows until yesterday, when this Instagram post of all things, not a royal decree, but an Instagram post came out and said, by the way, we're stepping away from our duties. We're going to be normal people and become financially independent, which is a fascinating thing to say.
Yeah, I wonder what that means. I was reading in the Tribune, and here's just a sentence or two about that. The royal pair described their new roles on a website. The site notes that the sovereign grant, which funds the monarchy, covers just 5% of the costs for the Duke and the Duchess and is used for their official office expenses. But they want to cut this financial tie. It makes it sound like they're not getting much from the family anyway.
Well, isn't that convenient? The sovereign grant is a fraction. However, Harry and William are both on Daddy's payroll. Prince Charles has paid William and Harry more than $6.5 million, American dollars, in the last year alone, about $3 million of which, so just under half of it, went to Harry. That's not the sovereign grant. That's money from your father. So now is that going to go away? Yeah. We don't know.
Okay, that's not known. I guess the family has to decide what this means, and are they going to penalize them for it, right?
Right. So that dollar amount, by the way, I got from Reuters. So we can trust that is very close to fully accurate. Prince Charles now has to decide whether or not that money is going to stay in wherever it came from, and if he's going to cut them off entirely. Also, any royal travels that they would in fact do would still be paid for by the British taxpayers. So if they set up an area, a home in, let's say, Toronto, but then have to fly back to any of the British Royal Empire places that they would be going to visit on official state business, that would still be paid for, and never mind the security, that will have to remain, and that will still be on the taxpayers.
Well, maybe if I'm his father, and maybe I'm not his father, but if I'm his father, maybe I respect that decision. I mean, nobody more than his own father knows how invasive the press can be. Maybe he can respect this. I guess my point is, and not cut him off.
And that's ultimately up to currently the Queen, who will direct Charles's use of that money, then Charles when he is king, and then ultimately his brother, which is very, very fascinating.
What do you mean?
Well, if there happens to be a rift, which we're speculating there might be, William could just say, look, you made this choice. You know, Elizabeth's uncle was king. Elizabeth was never supposed to be queen. She was not in direct line until the Duke of Windsor, who was the king, abdicated because he wanted to marry, ironically, an American divorcee, Wallis Simpson, and stepped aside. And then he was cut off by his brother.
I haven't heard you address, nor maybe should we, her race, but I know when they first got engaged, you couldn't help but notice and talk a little bit about that. Is that playing any role in any of this, do you think?
I don't. I don't think at all. You know, she was welcomed into the royal family with nary a mention of it from the royal family. I think that we've far moved past that. There have been exceedingly more scandalous things, and I don't consider her race and her mixed race to be scandalous, but, you know, decades ago it definitely would have been. And like I said, there have been far greater scandals in the royal family very recently than someone getting married to a mixed race person.
Yeah, boy, the royal family's not having a very good couple of months here, are they?
Oh, no. And the one who I think should be most upset is Beatrice, because her wedding is coming up and her father's in a whole handful of trouble, and now this by her cousin.
You have another minute?
Yes, of course I do.
Anna Stanley, stay right there. It's 11:43. 312-981-7200. You may have a question or comment. I don't track this stuff at all. If there's a $64 question out there that needs to be asked and I haven't asked it, it's because I don't know. Maybe you do. If you want to chime in, 312-981-7200. Call or text WGN. This is WGN. John Williams here weekdays from 9 to noon on social media. WGN King John. We on my Facebook page always post the news click question, our daily web poll. Yesterday we asked you what you would do if you were Harry and Meghan, and 73% of you said I too would downsize my involvement in the royal family. Our royal watcher here at WGN is Hannah Stanley, and Hannah, a couple of texts and phone calls for you. You'll take those, right?
Of course, I'm happy to.
773 said Meghan wants the royal lifestyle, but not the duty and obligation, which is part of the British royal title, says Tina. So maybe they want their cake and eat it. Or what's your reaction to that?
Well, I don't blame them, to be quite honest, but she definitely knew what she was getting into. She was she's admitted to being a huge fan of Princess Diana, Harry's mother, of course, and everything that was written about Diana talked about what she experienced when she moved into the castle, to the palace, and what the how the life was very, very different from what she had expected. Now, Diana was incredibly young when this change was made in her life. But by all accounts, Meghan knew what she was getting into, without question. And she was already a celebrity in her own right.
Yeah.
So she was used to a little bit of scrutiny.
A little bit, but she wasn't a celebrity on par with a royal family member.
Oh, absolutely not.
815 texted in, Hannah, and said, "Hey, John, I feel like Harry does not want to lose his wife like he lost his mother." It's an interesting observation. And 312 says, "Remember that Harry inherited millions of dollars from his mother. I applaud Harry for getting his wife away from those tabloids. They contributed to the death of Diana. And by the way, Harry does look a lot like his grandfather, the Duke of Edinburgh, at the same time, at the same age, and has red hair that his uncle and aunt on his mother's side have." Boy, some of you pay attention to this. I don't doubt that Harry is Charles' son. People have been speculating, Hannah, that the brothers have different fathers.
That's something that I've considered myself.
You think? John, if not for his son, does Harry have an unspoken buyer's remorse? Not exactly sure what that means, but I think I do.
I know what they're saying. You know, would he potentially not have married, or would he be divorcing if they did not have little Archie? And I don't think so. I think that he looks at her with the adoration of a man who's very much in love, and I think that they have shared goals. They have very, very similar interests in helping the world, making it a better place. I was under the belief that it would be the Fab Four, you know, the two brothers and their wives, and now it looks like they're going to be doing it in a different manner.
Well, if what he's doing is getting her and their children away from the tabloids, and
been good for them.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work out, at least they tried. Maybe this will just make it worse because now they'll have two addresses and get double the scrutiny. But I don't blame him for not wanting to put up. And, you know, and this idea that, well, you just have to take it. He was born into this. He didn't ask for this.
Didn't, but he had been incredibly accepting of this up until the past, let's say, year. The other thing that was very interesting is they're incredibly dutiful to their grandmother, who has always been a very big part of their life, but definitely after Diana's death. And apparently, I had heard conflicting reports, but the one that seems to be most accurate is that the Queen knew that this release was going to come out, asked them not to, and they did it anyway. And then the Queen countered with a release that said discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at a very early stage. And that was just a little bit of a back clap that I love. I love that about the Queen, where she's like, yeah, this isn't over. We're not done yet.
John, would not Harry have money from Diana? You mentioned that the answer is yes. 630, didn't Diana call the press to alert the press on the night that she died? That is, so then she said, hey, here's where we're going, so she could be photographed. I haven't heard that.
I don't know that that's accurate. I don't. It could be, but I don't know that offhand.
Jill, you're on WGN. What was your question? You're on the air.
Oh, yes. I agree with everything you said, Hannah. I was just thinking, you know, Meghan's family seems pretty bad, but I'm wondering if they didn't have a point. Because, like you said, Harry's now estranged from William. Now he's estranged from the royal family. And I think he hasn't seemed happy when you see pictures of him. So do you think there might be some truth in that she's an agitator?
She could be. You know, she could be somebody who's very difficult behind the scenes. It doesn't mean that he's not in love with her, though. And and they could have a very, very healthy relationship, the two of them, and now the three of them as their small family, is developing. There was a very good feel-good story about them hiking in Vancouver, I think, over the holidays, where they just stopped and helped a couple take a picture while they were hiking. Just another random couple was hiking in the woods, and they took a picture of them. So they do seem to enjoy spending their time together. So I don't think that their relationship is complicated, other than the fact that it's not shaping up to be on a trajectory that they both wanted.
Well, I guess, Jill, thanks for the call. What are you supposed to do? So you're Prince Harry and you're Meghan Markle. You knew it'd be complicated, and now it is complicated, and it sucks, and you don't like it. Mm-hmm. So what are you supposed to live your whole life and raise your kids in that world? Or are you supposed to say, I'm going to do something dramatic to make my life happier? It seems to me all they're doing.
Yeah, there had been widespread rumors that they were going to go and live somewhere in Africa and, you know, raise money for different foundations in Africa and help the Queen, you know, spread the goodwill of her life and her outreach. And that would have been possibly an acceptable course. This might be an acceptable course, but it wasn't done in the way the Queen wanted it to be handled. So it's kind of an interesting, independent move for Harry.
More texts. 309, maybe the royal family should have gotten 23andMe for Christmas. 773, why not just check their DNA to see if Harry is Charles' son? It's none of our beeswax. For all we know, they know, but we don't know.
They do know possibly. And again, it really doesn't matter. They've had a very, very close brotherly relationship the entire time, fatherly relationship. He's incredibly close with his grandparents. And so what?
Do the sister-in-laws get along, says 773.
Well, that's speculated. And, of course, I can't answer it. I don't know them personally. I have thought in the past that they probably have, you know, the same type of relationship that many of us do, where we very much like each other, we care about each other, we like that, you know, they love our sibling, but they don't necessarily have to be best friends, and they can absolutely have different directives on what, path they want to chart and what mark they want to leave on the world. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not supportive of each other.
Hannah, do you know, will they have jobs if they distance themselves from the family? If they move to Toronto, then is he the president of a university? Is she an actress? What do they do then?
Well, that's still up for speculation. They technically would be able to, as long as it didn't conflict with the no longer quote-unquote senior royal duties. They would still have to toe the royal line as granny and then as their, Prince Charles, who will be king, tells them to, because unless they completely abdicate their relationship. But no one really knows. No one's going to tell her not to be an actress, at least, in some productions and helping out. I don't expect her to be doing anything scandalous.
I think I would turn on the Hallmark Channel if she was on a movie just to see what that looks like. I mean, I know she's been in movies I could have seen before, but I think her Q score is pretty high right now. People would be more interested in watching something she was involved in.
Without question. Not a lot of people realize this, but she was one of the girls on Deal or No Deal in the first season or two. So she held a suitcase.
Those girls were gorgeous. That was part
they
of the...
They were lovely. Ladies, please. Yeah, she was one of them.
I did not know that. Oh, that's hilarious. Okay. Any last observation, Hannah? I got 30 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's just always a pleasure to get to talk with you and the WGN listeners. So thanks for having me on. And hopefully the next time we get to talk about royal stuff, it's not so salacious.
No, hopefully it is. This is fun. Hannah, it's nice to hear your voice.
You as well. Thanks, John. I appreciate it.